sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Chana Liba Bas Nechagitl. She should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeha, and the entire world should be nosha b'tshuas olamim. We're going to be learning the sugya of Ksivas Dar Kedushin L'shma v'siyat Ishma al pi ha-sefer Mishnas Chaim on Kedushin and Meseches and Simon Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Kedushin of Tes Hamad Aleph brings the Shaila Reish Lakish. Shtar Erisin Shekotzvo Shelo L'shma. If you have a shtar erusin, a shtar kedushin that was written shelo lishma, it was written for another woman, and then used for this woman. Now, what do we say? Havoyis liyatziyam makshinan, mayatziyam bina lishma, foya bina lishma. So we have a hekesh of viyatza v'haisa, and just like yitziya, divorce requires lishma, because it says v'kosav la, which means Lishma Rashi brings. So to Havaya, Shtar Kedushin also has to be Lishmar? No. Maybe Dilma Havayas Lahadadi Makshinan, Mahavayas to Kesef Lobeinan Lishma, Havayas Shtar Lobeinishma, just like money, you equate the different types of marriage to each other, not marriage to divorce. Just like money doesn't require Lishma, you don't need the Tsuras Hadin, or that the money is made for this woman, of course. Rashi says, so to Havoya, the shtar, the Havoya of the shtar, the marriage of the shtar, doesn't require Lishma. So to Baya the Pashta, Havoya Litzia Makshin, after he asked it, he answered it. He said that we equate Havoya to Yitzia. Rashi says, Shari Ikar Ashtar Kona Beisha Mikan Lamadnu, because the fact that the shtar is Kona Isha, we learn from Shtar Gerishin. And Mimela, just like Gerishin has to be Lishma, Lashem Haisha, so to Kedushin has to be Lishma, Lashem Haisha. Since we have a suffix here, if we should equate Havayah liyitzia and require Lishma, or we equate the Havayahs to each other and we don't require Lishma, so why is the suffix only a B'dievet suffix if it counts? Is it kosher or not kosher? Why doesn't he have a suffix if we require L'chatchila to write Lishma? If we equate Havayahs to each other, you don't even need L'chatchila Lishma. Only if you learn the Hekesh of Havayah liyitzia, then you need to write a Lishma. So why did Rish Lakish couch his suffix in a b'dievedik ha'ifin? If you wrote it shelo lishma, what's the din? Say lechatchila even you need it lishma, or don't need it lishma, because if you equate it to kesef, so then even lechatchila you don't need lishma. Why do you only couch it in terms of b'dievedik? Rashi explains shelo lishma shenichtav l'shem isha acheres v'nimlach, was written for the sake of another woman v'nimlach, and then he changed his mind. So why didn't Rashi explain kipshuto that he didn't write it for this woman? Why did Rashi have to say that he wrote it for another woman and then he changed his mind and he used it for this woman? Because if we're learning from Get that you need to write a shtar kedushin lishma, if we're learning that from Get, so it has to be l'shem isha miskadeshes. So it's not only pshat that you wrote it for another woman and then you changed your mind and used it for this woman. Just say that you didn't write it for this woman. Kipshuto. You didn't write it for this woman. You wrote in the Get, you wrote in the Shtar Kedushin, you wrote Nancy. Not that you wanted to marry a different Nancy and then used it for this Nancy. You just wrote Nancy, you know, not for her. As long as it's not for her, that's what's important. It doesn't matter if it was for a different woman. So the Achronim discuss that we say at the beginning of Zvachim, that even though Kachim stomach kosher, if Stam you bring Kachim with that specific intent, it's kosher. But Beget, Stam is pasul. If it's Stama, it's not specified it's pasul, since a woman's not to Omed as Legerishin. She's not waiting in the heels for Gerishin, whereas by Kachim it is specified beforehand for this Kachim. So what's the din b'shtar, the Achronim ask, Kedushin? We say, like Kachim, that Stam is Lishma, because a woman's taka omed is l'kedushin. Or do we say that it's like Get, that Stam is pasul? Since she's not omedes to marry this man with this shtar. Yes, a woman's Stam are going to get married, but not to this guy with this shtar. Then the Iri writes, Stam apostle, that if a Star Kedushin is written stama, it's possible I could get. The Rambam writes, Tzarech sheyichtov osa l'shem ha'isha miskadeshes beget. You have to write it for the sake of the woman who's getting married with this get. The Tzafnas Panech writes that what the Rambam is trying to say is that ksivas shtar kedushin stama is no good. It's puzzle. And therefore the Rambam says, and you have to write it for the sake of this woman. Because stama is no good. And so writes the Or Samech. Stama is puzzle. Vedasi Yerushalmi begitin resh paragimel. The Noam Yerushalmi explains that ksivas stama kosher b'shtar kedushin, that writing a shtar kedushin stama is kosher. And so learns the Tzafnas Paneach. In the Yeshua Siyankov, the beginning of Siman Lamed Beis, he writes b'shem chochamechad lahachshir shtar kedushin shenichtov stama. So we see two days whether shtar kedushin stama is good or no good. But the Yeshua Siyankov wants to passel a shtar kedushin that's written stama from the Mishnah and Gittin and daf chavov omid aleph. It says a kosev tofse gittin, that if somebody writes the form for the get, skipping in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer machshir bekulan. Rabbi Eliezer is machshir if he left open all of these spaces. Which spaces? That you have to leave the name, the place open, the name of the woman, the name of the man, makom hazman, and so too when you're mechin shtari milve, you have to leave open the name of the malve, the name of the love, the makom hamos, makom hazman. V'chein kishe mechin shtari mekach, tzorich shiniach makom alokech, makom hamocher, makom the amount of money. Sode zman v'pneat. You have to say what field it is. You have to leave that open. Rabbi Yehuda posel bekulan. Rabbi Yehuda passels all tfasei shtaris that were pre-prepared, even if you leave these places open. But by kikiti noshin shtari halva shtari mechira, Rabbi Lazar is machshir all of them. If you leave these places open, he's machshir, except for gitei noshin. Because even if you only write the tofes, it's going to be puzzle, because we're afraid you're going to write the Torah, if the ikar part, and Torah of Shalal Shema is puzzle mena Torah. As it says, V'kosav la shalav lishma. So, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow you to write tofse gitten in advance. And the Tosef that says the same applies to Shechrure Avodim. Mishnah doesn't mention that, but Tosef adds that. Frek the Rashba, then why do we not mention this? And Av Tesom and Aleph, Bein Advarim, the Shavu Gitei Noshim L'Shechure Avodim. Why don't we say that in both of them, you're not allowed to prepare the Tofus in advance? It's going to say pre-prepare, but usually when you prepare something, it's pre, right? In any event, sweet friends, so, and for the Rashba, so if it's true that you equate Gitei Noshim and Shechure Avodim, that you can't write the Tofus in advance, then why doesn't the Mishnah equate them? So answers the Rashba that they were only enumerating what we don't have by Kiddushin, but this we have by Kiddushin. Not to write the Shtar Kiddushin, the Tofes HaKiddushin, Tofes Shtar Kiddushin in advance. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim and of Gimel Amid Aleph, we prove from this Mishnah that stama is pasul beget. That a get can't be written stama. You can't just can't just write a get, and if you find somebody with these names, then you're going to use the get. So it emerges then that Hu Hadin, B'Shtar Kedushin, Stama is going to be Pasul. Because again, according to the Rashba, Kedushin, just like by Gittin, you're not allowed to prepare the Tofus in advance. So too by Shechurei Avodim, you're not allowed to prepare the Tofus in advance. So too by Kiddushin, you're not allowed to prepare the Tofus in advance. And that's why it doesn't mention this in the differences between Gittin Nashim and Shechurei, where we equate Gittin Nashim and Shechurei Avodim. We don't mention this where it's Shavah Gittin Nashim and Shechurei Avodim, because here Kiddushin is also included in this, where those are only things that are not Noeg B'Shtari Kiddushin. But here it's also Noeg B'Shtari Kiddushin not to write the Tofus in advance. And from this Mishnah and the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Gimel and Aleph proved that Stama's Pasul Beget. So just like we can prove that from this Mishnah that Stama's Pasul Beget and Kedushin has the same halacha, so that means Stama is Pasul by Kedushin. So here we have another source that Stama is no good if you write a Shtar Kedushin Stama without any having anybody specific in mind. It is Pasul. However, Tosis in there writes, Chutz mi Gittei Nashim, Ein lo Mishchurei Avodim Nami Pasul, Dimken Beper Kamaka, Begimel Dvarim, Sheshavu Gittei Nashim, Mishchurei Avodim, Lisnei, etc. So Tosis has the same kasha as the Rashba. Tosis kasha is that, why don't we say, here, Mishchurei Avodim, that just like you can't prepare the Tofus get in advance, what about Shechurei Avodim also? So, where did the Rashba go with this? The Rashba gave a teretz. He said, really, it also applies to Shechurei Avodim, but since it also applies to Kedushin, so Memela, that's not in the list on Daf Tes of things where we equate Gittin Ash and Shechurei Avodim. Tosa says that by Shechurei Avodim, you can't say that it's puzzle, that a Shechurei Avodim can be prepared, and therefore they don't have to come onto the teretz. It can be prepared in advance, and therefore they don't have to come onto the teretz. That it also applies to Shtar Kedushin, and therefore it's not mentioned on Daf Tes. Because Tosfos says that it should have been mentioned earlier. It should have been mentioned in the things where we equate, in the three areas where we equate Gittin Nashim Shechurei Avodim. Why don't you add this one also? That they both have to be Lishma. So it must be that Shechurei Avodim doesn't have to be Lishma. So Tosfos is not Matarits like the Rashba, that the Din of Lishma is Noeg B'Shtar Kedushin, Umized Diek B'Bris Yankif B'Simen Lamed Hei She'atois V'Soivrim She'Stama Kosher B'Shtar Kedushin. From this, the B'Ris Avram is Medayek that Tosis hold not like the Rashba, and Taka Stama is Kosher B'Shtar Kedushin. Sorry, it's the Zer Avram, the Edim, the son-in-law of the Or Samech, Simen Choftes Os Ches U'V'Simen Pei Os Beis, the Mar Cheshes Chelek Beis Simen Chof Zayin Os Hei, that the Das HaTosfos is that Stama is Kosher B'Shtar Kedushin. In the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Amid Aleph, it says HaKosev Shtar Erisin L'Shevchaso Rabbi Meir Omer Mikudeshes Yesh B'Lashon Hazeh L'Shon Shichur, that if somebody writes a Shtar Erisin to his Shivcha, so he's also freeing her, he's marrying her and he's freeing her. Because you can't marry your shivcha, right? So she's mekudeshes. That means he's, because this lashon also is lashon of shichur. Frecht Rabbi Akiva Eger in Chelek Gimel in Simon Samach Dalid, and also in the Kavod de Kashyaisa of the great Goyin Rabbi Yoav Yehoshua Weingarten in the 17th kasha in his 103 Bam kashas. That we require Ksivas Shtar Kedushin Lishma. And Bishas Ksivas Hashtar, she wasn't Kedushinable. She wasn't amenable to Kedushin. She wasn't a Bas Kedushin. And if a woman is, you're not able to divorce a woman when you write the get isn't a good get. So why by Kiddushin, when you write the Shtar Kiddushin, and she's not, you're not able to marry her at that time because she's still a Shivcha, why is that kosher? Does that make sense? This is discussed in the Ohel Chi on Siman Amud Shin Yud Ches. It's a great, unbelievable sefer in Kiddushin. The Ohel Chi is mamish. It's like $1 million sefer. In any event, also in the Kabbat Kashyaisa, Rabbi Mandelbaum has a few volumes of Teirutzim of Gaonei Olam. That's the Kasha of Rabbi Kivager in the Kabbat Kashyaisa. How could it be that a Kosev Shtaris in the Shevchasu, she's a Mekudeshes, because he's also freeing her? That wouldn't seem to make sense, because B'kshas Ksivas Hashtar, she wasn't Bas Kedushin, so it shouldn't be a good so we're lacking Lishma. So if we're lacking Lishma, so how's it a good Shtar Kedushin? So the Zer of Ram answers, and Simon Peos Beis, and the Marchesh is there, that get is not effective, is since you have to write it Lishma, it's Lahedja, they have to write it Lishma, so therefore, if at the time of writing it she's not divorceable, it's no good. But by Shtar Kedushin, not pshat that you have to write it lishma. Pshat is that you can't write it for another woman since tama lishma. So since that's the din by shtar gittin, pshat is that it can't be stama. It has to be specifically for this woman. By shtar kedushin, the din is that it can't be for another woman. That's the problem. Shlo yichtov as a shtar l'shem isha acheres. But stama is lishma. By get, stama is not lishma. But by kedushin, you don't have to write it lishma. You just can't write it for a different woman. But stama is lishma. So there it's effective, even when you're writing the shtar kedushin, she wasn't marryable. She wasn't a bas kedushin, because stama lishma, similar to this, writes the Ragachavar in Hilchos Gerushin Perakim Halacha Dalet. So that's the teretz of the kasha. How can you marry your write a shtar for your shifcha when you can't marry her yet? And the answer is aloma fri alano. Aloma fri alano, because that doesn't work by get, because get has to be written specifically for this woman. But by kedushin, it doesn't have to be written specifically for this woman. It just can't have been written for a different woman. So therefore, it doesn't bother us if she's not marriageable yet, as long as he didn't write the get for another woman, doesn't specifically have to be lishma. Stum is lishma. There the requirements are less stringent. And therefore, even if she's not yet able to be married, the shtar is going to be kosher. It's only by get. If she's not yet able to be divorced, it's not kosher, because that's there we require an absolute lishma. An absolute lishma requires l'shem isha, that you're going to divorce this woman, and this woman has to be divorceable. There the laws are more, there's less flexibility. There it's more rigid, that it has to be, you have to dafka write to get lishma. So that means you have to be able to divorce her, go together. We have strict standards there. You have to write it specifically for this woman, and this woman has to be a type of woman you're divorcing. Otherwise, what do you mean you're writing it for this woman? This woman you can't divorce right now. But by Kedushin, you don't have to write it specifically to marry this woman. As long as writing it is fine, as long as it's not written for another woman. So therefore, if you write it, and at the time you can't marry her, you're fine. Because stum is lishma, and then when she's freed, you're married. Okay, so that's step one in our journey. And we have more legs, we have more steps in our journey. And I'm hoping that God give us life and Simchas Chaim, and we will be able to continue next time and see more niflaos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.